Travis and Texas DeVries did not harm any humans, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, or etc. in the making of this show. The brothers claim to have a direct connection to a place they call the Dreaming, which they draw upon for ancient wisdom. We know not what this dreaming is which they speak of. No responsibility will be taken by aforementioned brothers for harm incurred as a result of taking the advice contained wherein. Nonetheless, welcome to country.
Welcome back to another episode of Broriginals, advice direct from the Dreamtime to you, and I am Travedict Cumbervries.
Why? Why? And I'm Texas DeVries. That's it. That's all I am. That's all I have to say after that. I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm solving all of the Aboriginal crimes with Detective Magic. I'm Detective Magic.
Benedict Cumberdick. I mean, most people would think of Bennett Trav Cumberdick, or whatever your name was, as Doctor Strange. Not that many people probably saw Sherlock, so doing the detective thing,
I'm
I don't know.
Cumbervries.
I don't know if that translates. People are like, Why is he being a detective if he's Benedict? Benedict's a magician.
I also use magic to solve crimes with my
Dormammu,
trusty,
I've my come to solve
sidekick,
this cold case.
My trusty sidekick, Watson DeVries. Who's on first?
Watson DeVries, and he runs a media Facebook page about what's on,
where people can submit their crimes for me to solve. What's been happening on the Crime Watch? Hey, ooh. So we've got our 100th episode coming up in 4 weeks, I believe, which is pretty scary because I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing for 100? Who knows? Do you know? Do you have any ideas? Because I am stumped. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. He's not asking me, listeners. He's asking you. He's like, what have you got, listeners? What have you got for us? We're out of ideas. We're nearly at 100 episodes. We've dug through all the ideas. Bank, it's...
I've got some pitches for ideas. One, we do a 24-hour live stream where we do every 5 minutes, we smash up another block of coon cheese. And for donations. We'll be taking donations for blowing up coon cheese in different ways.
24 hours? Am I allowed to eat any of the cheese? Like, that's
no,
a long time to get.
No one is allowed to eat the coon.
Body of coon cheese.
All right, second pitch is a chicken nugget stream. We did chitatos, now we're going to do chicken nuggets. Kangaroo nugget stream.
Ooh.
I would love
My stomach just roiled in revulsion at the idea of kangaroo nuggets.
I'm making them. I'm doing it. I'm doing the kangaroo nugs for the 100.
TM. That's a good business idea, actually. Kangaroo nuggets, mate.
Absolutely. Crocodile nugs as well. And emu nuggets. Why emu nuggets?
People think we're getting the meat and mincing it and making nuggets, but we're just taking the balls off all the males.
See, this is why we're not allowed nice things, Texas. Because you come in here and then you just say balls.
You just walk in here swinging your big nugs and you just...
And you say balls on the radio. Because, it's not a great thing when you're just like, okay, and balls. And it's like, oh, now everyone is just...
I hope you like getting bald.
Everyone's just picturing balls now. Because
yeah, but like big swingers from the kangaroo.
I want to know what the kind of that big buff kangaroo guy's like workout regime is, because like everyone's seen that photo of the big buff kangaroo guy.
Yeah.
Kangaroo Jack, as we call him, Kangaroo Jacked.
I'll see what you did there.
Everyone's seen that photo. It's like, okay, he is more buff than the buffest human, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And like, what is his... Like, we all know... We've heard of Dwayne The Rock Johnson's workout regime. We've heard of Thor, God of Thunder's workout regime, god of love.
Which pretty much just equates to eat a shitload of chicken, like eat a lot of chicken and work out is just
And get some heavy ropes and throw them. What is Kangaroo doing? Kangaroo is just like, he's not even, actually, Kangaroo is a fucking vegetarian. He's not even, he's not even out there.
He can't even eat the chickens.
He's not even eating meat. Unless...
Oh no! That's kind why. That's why you only see a few buff ones, because they're the next. They're the next evolution of the kangaroo.
They're the alpha they're the male. They ain't no beta cock.
What the fuck?
This is the far right wing podcast. Now we're taking over.
I feel like me saying balls is so much better than you fucking saying beta male cock.
I mean, look. I just want to know what the kangaroo's workout, the alpha kangaroo workout regime.
Obviously
is.
Out there lifting wallabies. He's got one in each arm. He's just pumping them.
Just pumping them. He could make money, though. Like, he should... Why is he not franchised? Why is Buff Kangaroo not fucking a franchise yet? Like, Texas, what are you doing with your life? Why have you not started Buff Kangaroo? Like,
want to get kangaroo-ruff with Kanga Buff.
We've got a really...
I said it first, no one can take it.
We've got a really hot show for you on the docket here today, here at Bro Originals, where we take your questions that you send in and we tap into the power of the Dreamtime and we spin them into brilliant advice direct from Biami to you. So shall we kick on in with a question?
Yeah, walk up and kick it like a Kanga Buff. Get Kanga rough with these questions, baby. Let's do it.
I've done stand-up comedy a bunch of times. When I was in an all-black open mic, the crowd loved me. I recently have done a couple of shows where the crowd was more mixed, mostly Woggles, and it didn't go so well. How can I better appeal to the Woggle crowd without betraying my black roots? And that's from Max Black. Texas, you appeal to Woggles.
Do I? Thank you.
Sling and shade. Right off the bat. Is it sling and shade?
I was actually going to be like, ah, Trav, like, you're really good at this, because it's like, when we've got Woggles in the crowd, you involve them in the joke. So it'll be like, you'll be making a joke it's still about the blackfellas, but you'll chuck something in there like, oh yeah, so there was also a guy with a Southern Cross tattoo on his back involved in the joke as well, just so they feel included.
Oh yeah, yeah, you've got to give them an entry point. You can't just be like, you can't just say Aboriginal lingo all the time and expect them to know what you're talking about. You've also got to like, oh yeah, and the whole time his name was Kaiser Sose.
Like you've got to involve the Woggles though, like. Like, so like all your normal jokes that you do as a blackfella about like the uncles and aunties or something like that, like one of those jokes, getting tea, something like that. You just chuck in a dazza who's got a mullet into the joke. Like, they don't have to be very involved in the joke, but they've just got to be there so that the Woggles are involved, you know?
So dazza's part of the punchline.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dazza no, gets just touched. Like 5 minutes later, you come back around dazza. To that. 5 minutes later, you come back around to that joke. And... It turned out that Dazza was there the whole time. He just had his Commodore running in the background. You could hear.
No, he'd gone reverse mullet and flipped it over the front. You couldn't see him.
Oh!
It's a stealth Dazza.
I used the thing again. It was good.
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't. I can't hear it.
Oh no! I'll figure it out. Okay, well, this is good. I think, though, that we didn't really fix this. I think what you should do is actually, like, do some racial comedy with this. Because the white people seem... Like, black people, we did racial comedy. We've done that for ages.
White people love it when you make jokes about them being racist. They love it.
Well, actually, they do. What you got to think, what you got to do, think of it this way. Punch, then cuddle. And I don't mean, like, that we should have to cuddle... and coddle and be nice to white people. But what you got to do... Well, Woggles.
I know. I realized, we've said white people like 5 times.
You got to gut punch them. Like, just flat out gut punch them and just like, yeah, you guys did this fucked up shit. Like, this is... And now you're uncomfortable. But then, at the end, you bring it in...
2 seconds later, you'll be like, but we got me from that, so... And then you walk off the stage crying because the crickets are still going.
But... people can grow and change and you can be better. Give me your money and then that'll make you feel better. And then that's the comedy that white people love, because then they're like, yes, we got offended or we felt uncomfortable, but then you absolved us of our sins.
And then they're all laughing, and then you like jump off the stage and be like, I wasn't fucking joking. Give me your wallets.
And you're holding up a boomerang, but like a gun, like it's a gun. There's not enough pretending boomerangs are guns in Australia. Ever since John Howard took our guns off us. And now we don't, like, we should be robbing stores with boomerangs.
I mean, I feel like we did enough pretending boomerangs were guns as kids for all of Aboriginal Australia. Just for everyone. We did.
What is that? Is that? He's got a boomerang. Watch out. Oh, no, they're coming back at me.
Which is probably better than us throwing at each other, because, like, I managed to split your forehead open with a boomerang, and I wasn't even throwing it at you. We were just trying to catch it.
That was one time. One time, Texas.
Those things are dangerous. Didn't I break Rodney's hand as well? At that little camp thing? Oh,
yeah. You,
at
you're a menace.
Black camp.
You're an absolute menace with those things.
He's wild with a boomerang, this fella. It's almost like he's boomerang rough. Oh, get it. He's
Aha, that was very good, Texas.
Thanks, Trav. That's what I needed.
I love when we edit.
Make
stuff
funny with my mouth.
I love when we edit stuff and it sounds so natural when we come back in.
Of course.
Do you want to do a Yahoo?
Seamless, baby. Do I want to do a Yahoo?
Seamless.
Yeah.
This Yahoo Answers question comes from Mr. Brooks. Mr. Brooks is a level 7 Yahoo user. They're a Yahoo hooligan. Mr. Brooks asking pets.
Is that a
cats.
Thing? Can you become a Yahooligan if you like answer a certain amount of questions?
Yes. You could also,
because if you can, I will join Yahoo Answers.
You could also become a Yahoo Guru.
ooh. Which is it's just where you become Mike Myers from The Love Guru, but
a but Yahoo.
Not as culturally inappropriate or racist.
Yahoo is the like thing that the horses call humans in Gulliver's Travel. Like they're like Yahoos, Yahoos.
Oh my god, they totally are. Oh no,
we live in a crazy mixed up world.
Damn Ted Danson.
Things mean many things, don't they? Yes, things.
Yeah, well, I watched what did I watch recently? Hocus Pocus. I was trying to make Jelani watch it with me because she turned 6, and I was like, yeah, she can watch this. And we got about 5 minutes in, and the little girl's like, Max likes your Yahoos. Is that what you call them? Yahoos? And I was like, all right, let's turn this off and wait till you're maybe 10 or so.
What were they talking about when they were talking about you? I've not seen Hocus Pocus in years.
A woman's boobs. They were talking about a woman's boobs.
Oh, boobs.
Like the teenage girl that Max likes.
Are you unable to say
boobies?
Breasts or boobs? Boobs. A woman's boobs.
Boobs.
Mr. Brooks asks.
Am I not allowed? Is boobs inappropriate now? Have I crossed the line?
No, it's just wild.
Bobs.
It's like,
I'll call them bobs.
It's like, it was just wild. It was like the most, I don't know, immature version of what you could say. A woman's boobs. They're a woman's boobs, okay? All right.
Woman's boobs. Oh my God. I don't know what to do.
If that is the name of today's show, then that's going to get some clickbait.
What are you talking about? Today's show is Boomerang Rough.
Or Kangaroo Jacked. Mr. Brooks asks, are cats actually at the top of the food chain? More information. Do domestic and wild cats have any natural predators? I don't mean big cats, by the way. When I say wild cats, I mean those cats that are similar size to our pet cats. Well, look, I have the answer here right in front of me. And the answer is yes, they are at the top of the food chain. So when old lady swallowed a fly, I hope she doesn't die. She then swallowed a spider to catch the fly. Then she swallowed a frog to catch a spider or something. And then a bird to catch the frog. And then a dog
Maybe.
To catch the bird. And then the cat to catch the dog.
Okay.
But then, and then,
exactly
they, then she swallowed
down.
Another horse. Then she swallowed a horse and then a cow to
like,
catch the horse.
I was like, another horse? Where the fuck did she
And then
the
she just
horse?
Got a. Then she was like, I'm getting another cat because they're at the top of the fucking food chain. They're going to get
she
all
swallowed
of these
another
things.
Horse because the cat's name was Horse. And he was from Footrot Flats, obviously.
So actually, yeah, so cat is top of food chain.
Yeah, they are, though. Like, all the Egyptian hieroglyphs, like, people keep misinterpreting them. Most Egyptian hieroglyphs are just a food pyramid, and cats are always at the top. Like, I don't get how people keep misinterpreting those fucking things. Like, the ones that I looked at down in Carryong up the back of the trees there, these hieroglyphs, they told that exact story about how cats became the head of the food chain.
How did they? They made a cat mafia, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna do a deal with the birds.
They drugged everyone with catnip, and that was pretty much it. They were like whipping all the Egyptians. They made them build pyramids. Everyone thinks the Egyptians had slaves, but it was the cats. The cats were ruling the Egyptians and the others.
Okay, you know how everyone's like, how did the Egyptians build the pyramids? It was aliens. No, it was cats.
Aliens, man.
They're like, no, probably cats. Cats are actually aliens because no one can actually, in Darwin's theory of evolution, no one can figure out where cats came from. This is true. This is a true thing that has happened in our history. Is cats just suddenly appeared a little over 2000? Why do you think there was no cats in Australia? Before 200 years ago, when the first cat came on the boat.
On the boat?
Yeah, because, cats could control our minds. And Cat was controlling Captain Cook's mind. He's like, I've got to finally take over this world. And I haven't been down south yet. I've got to get to Australia. Let's go. Come on, Cookie. Let's go.
Yeah.
And it was like, everyone's like looking, oh, did that cat just talk? And the cat.
But what was that cat's name? That's the real question here.
Jessica Jones.
Was it? Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like Cat 10 Cook.
that was better. Cat 10 Cook. Jessica Jones was just the first. The cat's name is Esteban.
I'm like, have you been watching Jessica Jones on Netflix? Where did that come from?
It just came to me in a dream. Like the cats gave it to me. Okay, the cats are psychic. All right, yes, cats are top of food chain. They're psychic and they do control the world.
They're psychic. They had Egyptian slaves. They discovered Australia. The cats are obviously ruling I mean, not discovered Australia, but they, you know, they came. They were the first. People, the first animal to bring European people to Australia, because we already had Australia. We were already here.
We were already discovered. We done discovered it. It was ours.
Yeah. We didn't discover it. We like crawled out of the ground on Australia. We just popped out like hobbits.
That's how hobbits happen, right? From the little caves inside Uluru.
Because hobbits don't fuck. I don't want to imagine hobbits fucking. I assume they just crawl out of the ground.
Like, hobbits don't fuck, but halflings fuck.
No. Oh, shit.
Yeah, because Tolkien. Let's talk.
Can you imagine a hobbit that has a foot fetish? Think about that.
I don't.
I don't want to. I don't make it stop.
I don't mean to kink shame, but okay. You know how there's
kink shaming is my kink.
You know how there's a lot of talk about don't kink shame people, but I can be horrified by your kink. I'm not trying to shame you. I'm just like having a natural like. Oh, that horrifies me.
Like, you do you.
But me over here vomiting on a hobbit's foot is like, this is fine. You can't, don't at me about that one.
I hope none of the, actors that played the hobbits had a foot fetish, because from what I know, they took all their little prosthetic feet home. So, anyway, think about that.
Again, do not want to think about that. Did they really? I didn't. Were they prosthetic feet?
Yeah, they had these. Like, they just slipped on over the top. They were like these. Yeah, and then they you know, because I watch way too much of behind the scenes on Lord of the Rings. Yeah, they were these feet that slipped over their feet, and then they did some, you know, touching
socks.
Up of
so
the fake
like
skin around the. Yeah, yeah. Pretty socks. Much, they were feet socks.
Feet flavored socks.
But they had several because they'd get real sweaty and they had to change them constantly. Like,
so they'd sweat through their feet socks.
Yep.
This is gross. Who would win a fight out of a cat?
I never want to be an actor. I'm so glad I didn't get that part in that movie. They make you wear feet socks.
Who would win a fight out of a cat versus a hobbit?
Oh, I mean, the cat, because it just uses its mind power on the feet socks, and it's like, all right, cut off the circulation of their feet. Do it.
Next question. Who would win a fight out of a cat and Sauron?
Ooh,
or is
shit.
Sauron a cat? Because it's got the cat eye. Like,
he's a sexy cat.
The eye of Sauron is a cat. Confirmed.
Oh, it is a cat. It pretty much is a cat's eye, isn't it?
Cats are evil.
They, Oh no!
But also, they also top like chain, and also my friends.
Cats are also really smart though, because like the fact that they realize that they could pop their eyes out and sell them as marbles. I mean, whoever thought of that? Well, that's who would think of that? Entrepreneur kitties.
They're geniuses. Gina cats. There's going to be something better there.
Yes, cats are at the top of the food chain. We've answered this question real fucking good. I mean, this is one of the best answers we've ever done.
Hey, so I've got a new segment. Do you want to hear what it is?
Oh, no.
It's time for cultural proto quiz. This is a new segment that I've come up with in the wee hours of last night. Well, it is. Do you call the wee hours? What is the wee hours?
I don't know. I don't actually know what time
I came up with it when I was on the toilet. It was in the wee hours.
You message me while you're on the toilet? Don't take your phone in there.
Every time, buddy. Every time. That's where I get all my best ideas. Pee thoughts.
Yeah, because like, pee thoughts. I was going to say, like, as all the toxins are leaving your body while you're sitting there,
gives me room
all those
for
really,
new
you know,
toxins to come in.
Yeah, all this other stuff gets to come in. You got to make room to let more in.
So this is the new segment, cultural proto quiz. In cultural,
don't you have a fucking? Don't you have a sound box that can
do
shit?
I do have a sound
like
box,
that?
But I am a human sound box. I'm better than a human. Yip, 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 yip. I'm a human sound box. Take that, human orchestra.
Take that, a cappella groups. Fuck y'all.
Can I explain human? Can I explain cultural proto quiz? In cultural proto quiz, I love cultural protocols because they're my favorite thing ever. Recently, I had many favorite things, just like Oprah, but cultural protocols is my new favorite thing.
Just like Oprah, listeners, it's time to look under your chair. Wait, no.
Look under your chair right now. There is one cultural protocol under there in an envelope. Open it, read it, do it. All right, so in this new segment, cultural proto quiz, I'm going to read three different cultural protocols, and you have to guess which one is correct, which one is real, and which ones are made up. And we can discuss them. You can ask questions. You get one question for each protocol to interrogate it a little bit. But let's go. Let's just dive. Shall we just dive on in? Are you ready, Texas, for cultural proto quiz?
Ba-ba-ba-bam. Hit me.
All right. Cultural protocol number one. You have to make an elder tea if the elders ask you to. If you make it wrong, you'll have to make it again and again until you get it right. Cultural protocol number two. If an elder asks you to do something, you must do it and never question it, even if it means you have to kill someone. Cultural protocol number three. If an elder asks you to make tea and you make them tea real good, and after they smile and nod, you are an elder now too.
No discussion needed. It's clearly that one.
Do you have questions? Do you want to ask? Want to interrogate any of these?
I mean, as you were reading the second question, I was fully building the question in my head. Was like, what if they tell me to kill someone? And then you finished reading the question, and I was like, fuck.
Okay, so all right, let me clarify that. That number two one, that yeah, you do get, if you do that and they ask you to kill someone and you go like, well, but that's my mom, I don't want to kill my mom, then you can opt out and you get your aboriginality taken away from you, because that's what happens
this,
if you break
this a, was my big
if you break
auto
a cultural,
loss of aboriginal, they hold you down, they take your black card.
If you break a cultural protocol, you get your aboriginality taken off you. By the
right.
Government.
So, like, my other question for number two, though, is what if the elder asks me to kill them?
Oh. Well, that's an ethical moral question.
I'm not allowed to kill an elder.
Yeah,
it becomes a paradox.
That's a Dr. Kevorkian.
Oh, no, you broke the time continuum. Oh, no. Sorry, there isn't enough space.
We're not doing community references. It's not a. This is not.
I had to slip one in there.
Do you have any questions about number one or three?
Yeah, I do. What if you're allergic to tea?
Ah, good question.
And you can only make coffee.
So no elder drinks coffee, I believe.
Because they've already got so much power. They don't need that much caffeine. Yeah, yeah. They can tap into the... That's why you always notice elders are barefoot and they sit on the ground a lot of the time, because they can tap into the power of Australia. But we don't call it Australia. We have a secret name for it that we don't tell you.
So-called Australia. That's a secret name. It's a secret name, so-called
Australia. I like to air quote it whenever I say Australia or Aussies at the local pub, and I get the best looks.
Do you have any questions about number three?
Ooh. That's another tough one, like... Because I'm trying to think now. I don't think an elder has ever smiled and nodded at me, so I've definitely never done that before. That was going to be my question. What if an elder has already smiled and nodded at me, and I'm now an elder, but they're still asking me to make tea?
Oh, you're on the tea paradox, that
right?
That if another elder asks another elder to ask to make tea, then the whole world does explode. Like the giant.
No, then the elders have to have a fight. You have to have like elder battle to decide who makes the tea. It's obviously, it's number three. Number three is the real one.
Incorrect.
What? Lies and slander.
Okay. Number one.
They're coming for my black card. I can hear them.
Number one was probably the most correct, but they were all wrong. They were like.
Yeah, like we're going to give cultural protocols away on this fucking show. What do you think, we're stupid?
That was our new segment, Cultural Proto Quiz. Did you enjoy it, Texas?
That was probably the one and only time we'll ever do that new segment. But wasn't it lit, ass?
Can you rate it? How many elders out of five?
Shit. I mean, I'm going to have to say... Three elders out of five.
All right, we'll be back again next week.
Some of those questions were a bit tame. I thought, like, when you talked about this segment last night, I was excited. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Like, these questions are going to be wild.
Oh, we're going to get deep.
And the second one.
We're just at a, like, public cultural protocol level this week. Next week, we're going deeper into the secret knowledge.
It's just all men's business that no one's meant to know. We're just bringing it to you live. Original.
No. Live and dangerous in the public eye.
We will never do that.
We're never doing that. Well, we might. Who knows?
Don't take my black card.
This is an experimental podcast. Really experimental. Really podcast. It's something. All right.
Put a warning at the start of this episode. We'll be like, so just for any black people listening...
Just for any black people listening.
You won't hear any dead people, but you may be offended.
We're releasing secrets. That thing that we do in between. Let's
the bucks of bro.
Commercialism. This week, Bro Originals is brought to you by our very special sponsor, Leah Flanagan. Leah Flanagan is a singer-songwriter who is just launched her new album, Color by Numbers. Color by Numbers is out on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Deezer, Amazon Music, Pandora. I'm pretty sure you can also buy, I really hope so, because I'm going to get it, a CD. Do people still have those?
Can you get the LP?
I would definitely buy a physical disc of this.
I don't even know if I have anything I can play CDs in anymore, if I'm being honest. Because the disc reader on my PS4 broke. So that's it. I'm done.
How are you going to...
This Mac doesn't have one, does it?
How are you going to play Leah's new album, Texas?
Oh, I'm going to have to jump onto Spotify or Apple Music. The iTunes store, I could find it on Tidal, Deezer, Amazon Music, Pandora. It's bloody everywhere.
This album has been 2 years in the making, and I'm really excited for it. It's like I've been following Leah's work for ages, and this new album is like, I don't know, I think it's an achievement. It's a beautiful kind of... a beautiful bunch of songs. She's a Darwin-based musician. I think it's a really personal album. It explores and celebrates her identity, and like who she is in the world. And I think like a lot of the songs will speak to a lot of, black fellas and white fellas as well. And if you get time, I think you should jump on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all those places, Are iTunes and Apple Music the same thing?
Oh no. Is this they're two separate links.
Is this a conspiracy? Anyway, we'll be dropping the link for this in the show notes, but also in on our social media pages. But if you want to type it in now, you can go to www.ffm.to/colour by number, and colour is spelled the Australian way, COLOUR by number.
The Australian way. You mean the English way, but
the
whatever.
The so-called Australian way. I like to colour by number. Do you like to colour by number, Texas?
Yeah, like especially like when you get the, you know, the when you're colouring in books, but it has the number of each thing, and it's like, yeah, red in number one and all the other number ones. It really helps someone like me who's just shit at colouring in.
You're not
colouring by number. God.
You are not the Lord of the Morning. Of artists.
Prince of the Dawn.
What is good, Bro Originals fam? My name is Mr. Rhodes. I'm a Bundjalung artist from northern New South Wales, and I'm here to tell you all about my new single, Doing It Well, featuring Thomas Shaw. This song came about in the middle of the death of George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter movement all over the world, and this is my personal reaction to social media and the hatred and racism I seen daily and the effect it had on my emotional state. I had to constantly keep reminding myself that I need to breathe and I don't have to react to anything in the comments. So check me out, follow me everywhere at Mr. Rhodes Music. Big love to the Bro Originals, Trav and Tex, for having me. Hopefully I'll see you somewhere on the internet. Peace.
A deadly?
A deadly! This is just really funny. Before we go further, I'm not used to being able to hear the music that you're putting into the to the show, which is great. So like the closeout music of Bro Bucks, like doopy doo in my ear. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Have you never listened to our show?
Yeah, I don't listen to Bro Bucks. I always skim over that. I'm
you
like, oh,
skip
this is just going to be
Bucks?
Us being idiots. Well, I won't anymore because they're real. For the last 2 years, they've just been us being dickheads.
They're
which is
not.
The entire show.
Uncle Country is real.
Show.
He lives
Uncle
inside
Country
you and
is
me. He lives inside all of us.
I am Uncle Country.
Give me that
anyway,
deadly.
Give me that deadly. Is it okay to ask someone how Aboriginal they are?
I mean, why are we going back to why are we back here?
I just wanted to see your face. I was like, ah, oh, shit, he's still doing it. That was
just,
last week.
I would just like to say, like, when because we were on Beverly Wang's Radio National show and earlier this week, and I was asked to describe you as a person, and I kind of dunked all over you, like, just
yeah.
for fun.
Yeah, you did.
Just like, I was like, this will be a fun, funny thing that
but
we
I went
brothers.
First.
And you were,
bit.
Like,
so
super
nice.
Well, nice. What I was like, my original idea was to go, Texas is the guy that does all the fun voices. Normally, like, his regular voice is just like a flat monotone, and you can't tell the difference between him and me. I'm the more excited one. But then Texas does voices.
I mean, flat monotone's a bit rough. Maybe it's more... it's like the Bogan Travis.
Prove
like,
me
be,
wrong.
Be realistic.
Prove
I'm
me
the Bogan
wrong.
Travis. Bloody Struth, mate. Like, this is my real voice. I don't use it much on the fucking podcast, all right? But this is my actual voice.
Okay, can you do the deadly question again? Please, let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay, here we go. Is it okay to ask someone how Aboriginal they are? Sorry, guys, you're stuck with my real voice now. Travis has been disappointed in me for doing voices all the time.
No,
so
please. Please, get me
crikey.
Out of here. Please.
Crikey, you're like... asking someone, it's only all right to ask someone how Aboriginal they are if you're Aboriginal, because then, like, if you're more, you get to have a fight, like, you get to battle it out for who's the most Aboriginal. That's what I've
you
heard anyway,
really.
But I wouldn't know.
I like that this voice comes with, like, a new character as well. Like, it's
he's
like,
just, he's just a racist, he's just a racist Aussie.
yeah, I hate it. Thanks, though. Thanks, I hate
if a mathematician asks you, you got to tell them so they can, like, work out the exact percentage of how Aboriginal you are, you know? Or...
I don't think you're, I don't think you're ever a certain amount of Aboriginal. You're either Aboriginal or you're not. Like, that's, like, and you can, And it's up to each and every person.
Okay, yeah. So if we're getting real on this, yeah, no, never fucking do this.
We're not.
And also, well, yeah, a little bit real. Also, if you're a black person, if you are an Aboriginal and you ask this to another Aboriginal and you don't get punched in the face, then good for you. Because if anyone, if an Aboriginal person, especially someone who's all like, I know more my culture than you, how Aboriginal are you? I am going to punch you in the face because that is some elitism. I've got more of my culture bullshit.
Is that anyway, a threat? Are you threatening me?
As a direct threat. That was a threat direct from the Dreaming to you.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. You can ask, but you better watch out. Like, you can ask any question at any time.
Ask, but they'll be coming for you.
No, but this is the thing. You can ask, if in our human society that we have set up, there are rules. You can ask any question, but that doesn't mean it's going to be taken well. Like, you can also, like, you can ask any question you want. That doesn't mean that you're not a fuckwit. Like,
but that's what Yahoo's for these days.
Yeah, ask it. Yeah. Just look at what you're doing. Just take a good hard look at yourself, sir.
Stop.
Or lady. Question. Hello, brothers. I'm a married man and I love my wife. I didn't kill my wife. That was not in there. That was me. I've recently gotten back in touch with an old friend who I had a thing for when I was in high school. We kissed once. Back in high school, I'm assuming. My wife knows and is fine for me with me being in touch with them. They're coming over for dinner to meet my wife and kids next week. I was wondering if this is something that can happen or am I playing with relationship fire? She might not even remember us kissing. It was so long ago. And that's from me, my wife, and Irene. I didn't kill my wife. I just want to do a show where I just reference other things. Like, this is a new show that we're doing. It's just called Aboriginal.
But what are you doing there? Were you actually referencing The Fugitive or were you referencing Community?
Both.
It's very hard.
Why
not
both?
Oh.
Wow, tacos.
Double reference, baby.
I think that this thing that you're doing is, like, is weird, but also fun.
It's
like
playing with fire. That's
no, I don't know. It's playing with fire. It's like, I think, like, when in relationships, you set boundaries, and like, I think that you the fact that you've talked to your wife about this is like, it makes it kind of fine. Like, if it was like, oh yeah, this is, hey, it's an old friend that I'm getting back in touch with, and it's like, do you harbor some, if you're harboring some secret desire for them though, that's like, well, that's a no-no. You're doing a naughty. Is that what's
also
going on,
like,
here?
is this person, like, are they bringing their kids? Are they bringing their other half? That's, we haven't gotten, not getting enough info on that one, because that's a tough thing there. If they're still, how do you put this? On the hunt. No, definitely don't put it like that. Look, if this person's still single.
If they're a cougar on the prowl.
They're prowling, bro. No, but if this person is still single, it does make it a little bit. Ooh.
Well,
so listeners can't actually see, but I'm doing the scale with my hands at the moment. I'm like, ooh, maybe, ooh.
I feel like what you're saying, though, is that single people can't be friends with married people.
No, they totally can.
No,
it's
that's
just
exactly what you just said in your.
I did it because
scenario.
I was like, it makes it a little bit more ooh, and my balance scales were going up and down. So I was like, I'm still undecided. It's still in the middle there. They're
up
not tipping
down,
either way yet.
Around, all over the
they
place.
Go around. What kind of scales are you using? No wonder you fuck up all your baking.
My baking is quite good, sir. I think though, like with this, that. I mean, what is the end goal here is what you got to look at. Like, what are they becoming? Are you guys going to become a throuple? Or is this just like, is this just like, hey, let's catch up as old friends?
It's just dinner.
Well, like, if hey, it's just dinner, it could become, like, you never know. This is my sister wife.
Oh, no. How do you know that reference? You haven't read the books. Get the fuck out of here.
There's sister wives in other things. Anyway.
Okay, good.
We had sister wives in the Dreaming.
I immediately assumed you were talking about Wheel of Time. That's where my brain.
No, but you got to think, like, what's the end goal here? Like if it's, hey, let's be friends.
It's friends. It's just friends having dinner.
But you've got to have the
And they're probably
going
to kiss afterwards.
Do you want to kiss afterwards? My wife doesn't know. But she does.
I thought you were asking me for a second, and I was like, oh, Trav's fueling the fanfic again. Oh yeah.
Somebody out there is loving this. A lot. Too
that
much,
one
maybe.
Person. It's me. I'm the one out here writing the fanfic.
It's Voldemort. There is probably like
loves
some weird...
because we're half-bloods.
There's some weird, like, subsection of the internet that's like really stand for Harry Potter, but also Bro Originals. And they're writing like Bro Original Harry Potter crossover fanfic.
Did you see that at Harry Potter? It's not fanfic. Oh my God. It's great. If you haven't, if you haven't seen it, go and find it. It's everywhere. Just type in sexy dinosaur Harry Potter fanfic. And it'll definitely come up. But it's not fanfic. It is a real novel, and I fucking want it because I want Snap.
Like he's
no longer
novel.
Snape. He's Snap or Snab, but he's a sexy dinosaur with six-pack abs who's
and
DTF.
Transsexual.
And I am totally down with that.
And he's not even anthropomorphized. He's just a dinosaur.
But like as I was reading the blurb of this book, I was fully like, wait a minute. Like, how did they know? How did they know that my fantasy is a sexy dinosaur Snape that wants to bang me? Like, because that's ever since like I read The Philosopher's Stone when I was 10, that's been my secret fantasy.
Do you want sexy dinosaur to bang?
Doesn't everyone?
Yes. But also no.
Maybe it's because I'm part reptilian and it's just...
No, but you've always had a dinosaur thing.
I was waiting for you to be like, this guy can't make sexy dinosaur comments when he used to play in his room with dinosaur toys for hours.
Used to play in your room as dinosaur toys. Used to also run around our backyard pretending to be a raptor. Were you like...
Raptor man!
Were you at full mast?
It was just Tiggy, but I was a raptor, right?
Let your freak flag fly.
I'd even be up on tiptoes with my little my hands in front of little claws and shit. Roar! Oh no!
I need
to go see a therapist and discuss that.
You see, though, that the thing is that I didn't know was that, and neither did our sister, was that you were super horny that whole time. When you were like, but you were horny for, you weren't horny for us because that would be weird. You were horny for yourself. I am the dinosaur now.
Which I'm is sexy Snape.
Which kind of does make it fine. Hey everybody, thank you
so
much.
I'm not
going
to do the raptor.
Thank you so much for listening to our show this week. Let us know on Facebook if it was too far. Did we go too far on this one? We cancelled
now. No, let us know if you were ever a sexy raptor when you were a kid, because I need that. This is the problem with therapy, though. They always want to talk about the traumatic events. They never want to talk about when you used to run around as a sexy raptor.
They
in
don't
the
talk
pit.
About the good times that might have also been somewhat traumatizing. But we're also pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to just do a big thanks to Awesome Black for having us on the network.
Thanks, Awesome Black.
Check out some of the other shows on there. Currently, the Ash Podcast is... They're about to drop their new show, the new episode. It's been a while. They took a couple of weeks off because had some things going on. But, I'm really excited for the new episode.
Wait.
If you have a question for the Bro Originals, you should send it in to thebrooriginals@gmail.com.
And even if you don't have a question, maybe you just want to, you're going to give us some feedback. Give us some advice. Maybe you just want to say hi. You can do that on thebrooriginals@gmail.com, or you can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just type in Bro Originals and we'll pop up there somewhere. There can't be too many other Bro Originals out there. How many other Aboriginal brothers are there out there, am I right?
None. We're the only ones.
Hey,
brothers.
We're the only ones.
Hey, if you, just a reminder, we've got our 100th episode coming up very soon in like 4 weeks. So we're going to do some kind of special things for it. So you should tune in for that. We're going to be launching a couple of new shows because we finally got our shit together. But you should check. You should jump onto Awesome Black to check those out when they come out. Tex, do you have our final... A deadly question, the one that we, you know, the one that we can't answer this week that we'll come back on.
Crikey bloody struth, mate. Do I have a deadly question for you? Hey, what is there a Wurundjeri word for water, please?
I'm Travis DeVries.
I'm Raptor Man.
We're Bro Originals.
And we'll be black. You stay white there.
AwesomeBlack.org.
Comedy, culture, fun.
First Nations owned.
Supported by you.